Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Randy Moeller, former NHL stud himself. Guy was known to like a scrap or two. Probably would have felt at home last night in that game.
Hawk Doug Plagans yesterday told us that Randy Moeller was on a video game. 93? Yes.
Moeller's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Did you want to be out on the ice last night, Moeller?
Oh, I got a little frosted up there last night watching that. I tell you what, hey, Chicken Farm, you're back. I'm glad to hear your voice, my friend. I thought Solano had eliminated you completely and taken your spot, but I guess that didn't work.
Yeah. His body's too weak. They can't depend on him, Moeller.
That's it.
How do you?
The plan did not work.
When you're in a game last night, Moeller, like the Panthers are playing, and you know you are getting in the head of your opponent. And your opponent's supposed to arguably be the second best team in the NHL, if not the best team in the NHL. You're 1A, 1B. It's got to feel great, right? When everything's going right for you and they are falling into your trap.
Yeah, it was. It was a game last night where the Panthers and all, they checked a lot of boxes with the way that they want to play. They want to play aggressive. They want to play on the edge. Their penalty killing was, although they gave up a power play goal at the start of the second, but their penalty killing was really good in the first and kept the Edmonton off the board. Then the physicality, the little plays, and I talk about it all the time, guys, where, you know, they're on the right side of the puck. They're making small, accurate passes coming out of their own zone, in the neutral zone. They're sensing danger properly where they're not trying to force a pass through three different defenders or whatever. They're playing patient, get the puck in deep. And they put on a clinic last night. As everybody that was on the ice, including Bobrovsky, he made some big saves. But the Panthers, you know, the physicality is just wearing Edmonton down. And you saw, I mean, Draisaitl and McDavid, they really struggled last night. I don't know if they registered a shot each last night. So they had some looks. They missed the net, but Panthers pressuring them. Every time McDavid got the puck, he just seemed to run into a wall and got pinched off and wasn't able to use his speed and his skill. He's such an elite player and that, but this is how the Panthers are going to have to win and win the Stanley Cup, because if they allow the Edmonton Oilers to dictate the play, and what is that play? They want to play north-south. They want to open up in a river hockey game and trade scoring chances and rushes and two-on-ones and breakaways and that. And if the Panthers deny that by playing like we saw last night, then the Panthers are in a really good position. But saying that, guys, I mean, Thursday could be a complete 180. You never know, because Edmonton has two elite players, and they can win games all by themselves. If they get adequate goaltending, they're still a very, very dangerous team. And the Panthers know that. I think they have the experience that they know that even though they won 6-1 last night, that could be reversed on Thursday night in a nanosecond. So their heads are screwed on tight. It got a little feisty last night. Edmonton tried to intimidate the Panthers. I think they found out that wasn't going to work. So they're going to have to go back to what they're best at, and then it's up to the Panthers to not deny them that opportunity in the style that they want to play.
Red Deer, but five fights at the same time, and you're losing all of them. That was the craziest thing to me. You're losing all five of the 5-on-5. Like, what is it? Just frustration? I haven't seen that. I ain't watched hockey as long as you, Randy, but I haven't seen just the frustration get to a point where you just fight. Everybody fights. They walk to the locker room. They don't even want to be on the bench anymore. Like, can that have a flow over effect to game four? Because it was kind of embarrassing for Edmonton last night.
Yeah, it was. That's what I said, Channing, that the Edmonton was very frustrated and they just couldn't generate any offense. Every time they touched the puck, they were getting knocked off the puck. And that's Panther hockey. You talk about 5-on-5 hockey or 5-on-5 fighting. You should have been at the dinner table when I was growing up. There were six of us, and when there was only five pork chops, you want to see a line brawl when there's six sitting at the table and there's only five pork chops.
But Moeller, exactly what do they do, the Panthers? I mean, to keep Leon Draisaitl from even attempting a shot, like is that possible to replicate? Like, can you play that style again against a team as good as Edmonton was? In other words, was there's something that the Panthers did differently, or was it just as you're saying, right? Like the emotions of the game, the fact that it kind of got away from Edmonton, it led to that. But can it be replicated?
Well, if there's any team that can do that, it's the Panthers, because they have experience going back. This is 3 years in a row now where they play such a physical game, and it is hard. It is really hard to every shift, the physicality, the quickness. But like I was saying when we first started talking, that the Panthers, even though it was such an emotional game, and it always is in the finals, but the Panthers are at home, 21,000 people are just going crazy. Sometimes it's difficult or it's easy to let your emotions get away from you and you start doing things that you normally don't do in a high-pressure situation. And I thought the Panthers, even though it was physical, it was nasty at times, they still stuck to their game plan. And that's what I was talking about, is they're on the right side of the puck. Their breakouts, they're going with the short passes. They're staying at the high-danger areas when they have the puck, especially on their side of the red line. All these little details and, you know, bumping it off the boards, get into foot races down into the Edmonton zone, force their defense to cough up the puck. Then you can start, you know, cycling and making your offensive plays. Everything, you know, the Panthers, they created their own breaks. They got some breaks. They were able to be physical and take some liberties and take some penalties that didn't cost them. Pretty well everything that they tried to do worked out, and everything that Edmonton tried, it just blew up in their face. So I still say, you can't look at that game last night and say, oh, this series is over and all that. It could very well, but Edmonton is such a high-skilled team and two of the best players in the world, and we've seen that before, and it can be a reversal. But the Panthers, they should be very, very proud of the way they played and played their style and drug the Edmonton Oilers into the back alley, and then they know that there's no team that can play like the Panthers play when they play this physical style. No team can beat them. Everybody says that.
If I get dragged into a back alley and I see Jonah Gajewicz standing there, I'm tunneling out of there with all the force that I can muster.
And then go straight home and change your pants.
Exactly. Who would you, and I know I'm with you, Moeller, because I thought after games one and two, I said every game's going to go to overtime. They're so evenly matched. So I'm not going to get fooled by last night and say, oh, Panthers blow them out now and win, you know, three quick ones in a row. So there's a lot of hockey. But based on what we've seen so far in the postseason, who would be your Conn Smythe winner for the Panthers? I think Bennett. It's either Bennett, Marchand, or Bobrovsky, no?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, well, I think with the game that Bennett had again last night, he is, you know, a three-man, let's say a three-horse race. He's got the lead right now. And well deserved, and that's not taking anything away from Brad Marchand, who's been just everything that the Panthers thought that he was going to be, and what he would bring to this team, and how he would fit into this team, and very quickly, he has been. It's just it's unbelievable how well he is playing, and that third line. If the Panthers are able to succeed in this ultimate goal. That third line will get a lot of recognition. The Lundell, Loisterin, and Marchand line. It is. I knew that if that trio was paired up, that they had a really good chance of being a strong line. I had no idea that they'd be this dominant right now. And the Edmonton Oilers guys. And we talk about the details of the game and how I explain. You know, on the right side of the puck. The Edmonton Oilers just don't have an answer for that third line. They just don't have an answer. And they even admit it themselves. They don't have an answer right now.
And, Red Deer, what would be the answer for, to speak to your point, what would be the answer for Edmonton? Is it schematic or is it emotional for them back in and get those 4-3-5-4 games other than getting their butt whooped 6-1?
Well, I think the number one thing, and I, you know, if I was – you asked me a specific question. If I'm the Edmonton Oilers, number one is I would stay away from all these scrums and that and not get drawn into that and get back to their game, which is fast. It's offense, rely and draw penalties and then score on the power play. That's how they got to the finals. And they're an excellent hockey team and they've got a lot of high skill and they got experience and they check a lot of boxes of what a team is supposed to be, a successful team, especially in the playoffs. They've proven that with the wins over Dallas, especially the last series against Dallas, which is a big, heavy team. They just beat them with skill and that. So if I'm the Edmonton Oilers, that's the way I would approach game number four is guys just stay out of the box, stay away from all that garbage stuff and the pushing and shoving and the face washing and that, and try and get back to our skill game. And then the pressure goes back on the Panthers to try and eliminate that and try and deny them from that speed. And they did, which they did last night with, you saw with McDavid, every time he touched the puck, He just couldn't do anything or couldn't find an open man after he has separated himself from some tight checking and whatever. The Panthers were just smothering. Every time he tried to center the puck, the Panthers were in great defensive positioning. And then when they did get some shots, Bobrovsky made some saves.
Randy, how hard is it not to respond when somebody rubs their whole glove in your face?
It's difficult. It's difficult. I mean, there's one thing about standing up for yourself and protecting yourself or protecting a teammate. But I guess, you know, just to add what I just said, is if I'm Edmonton, that I just don't initiate that, because all you're doing is you're taking bad penalties. You're taking away a momentum that you're trying to create, and just stay away from that. And they've had success in the past by doing that. I'm not quite sure. I'm still trying to think why they wanted to, you know, get into this really nasty, nasty game last night, because number one is they don't have those type of players. And why they would do that when they know that the Panthers are the toughest team in the league. Why would you try and, you know, try and out muscle and out fight and that. I mean, I'm still trying to figure that one out. So
Chris Knobloch had to be pissed last night, right? At his team. That couldn't have been by his direction, could it?
No, and you know, Evander Kane's a very high emotional player. He's a very gifted player, and I said before the series he would be their X factor, because he is very skilled in that. But he lost his composure, and he really took some bad. He just took some bad penalties and you know, put them behind the eight ball, and they were trying to get back into the game, and he was just, you know, doing some, you know, he just was out of character and that. And but, you know, you got to give the Panthers credit for creating that frustration up and down their lineup, including Evander Kane.
Randy Moeller, I mean, we can't wait till Thursday, Moles. I mean, we're chomping at the bit to get this next one. It'll be in Sunrise once again at the Amerant Bank Arena, and you will
and
hear
Solano,
the game here.
I finally got it. I got it for you, so you don't have to call me. Keep calling me for tickets. I've got the number that you can call. It's write this down. It's 1-800. Call Goldie.
Okay. Got that.
1-800 call Goldie.
Got that. Okay.
I've been trying to get tickets out of Goldie for 14 years, Moeller. I haven't gotten one damn ticket.
I haven't. He hasn't bought me a cup of coffee in 15 years.
Yeah, me neither. See you, Moeller.
See you, guys.
Randy Moeller. I mean, what a fun game to be a part of or to watch or root for. Like, it's hard. Like, he's trying to contain your enthusiasm. Yeah. The next one, and he's right, like anything can happen, but man, you feel like on top of the world coming off of that game last night.
The bounce back, I don't know what the bounce back looks like off of that, because I've seen the Panthers get beat, I've seen other good teams get beat. You got embarrassed on the ice and in fights, and everybody's getting suspended.
Yep.
Like, I don't know how they bounce back from that. I'm very interested. I can't wait for Thursday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.